Who impromptu XO?
I mean ham radio.
It is 2:30 in the morning, which isn't even really all that late for me generally, but oh, just what a shit show. I've just had this like cold for like 2 weeks. It just won't go away. I think it's finally about to go away, but then been building up some serious sleep debt and then got hit by a nice whack of insomnia today. It's like, no sleeping for you. It's finally, I was just like, fuck it, man, what the hell? What am I even trying to sleep for? Then it occurred to me I still had to record some audio for the XO I'm doing about Scott Bromley, so I just did that. It's easier in some ways than waiting for the apartment to be empty. Let's go out and walk around at night. It's getting pretty cold now. It's late October. Not a lot of people around. Not a bad place to record stuff. Although when there is someone, man, it sure does stand out. One guy coughing from across the street. I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from? I'm going somewhere else. Yeah, and I don't know. Let's just, So this new Limp Bizkit album, I guess that's how I ended off the last episode, right? Wasn't really doing it for me. And then I cut out a bunch of the super shit. And once it's cut down to like half the original track length, like just take the super garbage and toss it out. It's not as bad. It's listenable. And it's just kind of a slower little tune on it called Loser, I think. Pretty sure it's what it's called. Man, just dropped my recorder. Fell out of my pocket. This thing is a warhorse, man. This is the famous fire recorder. Went through the house fire and didn't die. But yeah, I just turned around and changed course because there's this one weird, sketchy-looking dude converging with my path, so I went a different way. I don't know, this is kind of weird this time of year where... It's one thing about, like New York, it's dangerous, but... When there are people around, you're less likely to get in trouble. Like, I think that's why homeless people... There's a lot of places that seem obvious, you know, you go hide under an underpass or something. But then if you get found, you're getting rolled for sure. Why wouldn't they kick the shit out of you and take whatever you got? Whereas if you just pass out in a fucking street corner in the middle of downtown, everyone can see you, you're probably going to be safe. Just safety and being around people. The couple really horrifying stories that I heard in New York. Well, one of them happened on a bus. So obviously that's around people, but the bus makes everyone angry for some reason. One was like, yeah, in Williamsburg at night when no one was around. Having no one around is trouble. And yeah, tonight, because it's cold, there's very few people around. It just seems extra creepy. People that are around. Been pretty lucky in life. Got pepper sprayed that one time. But that's really it. But I don't need a second fucking weird, horrible thing to happen. Anyway. It's all. It's making me nervous out here. Maybe I'll just go to the convenience store, buy some bullshit, possibly go home. All right, here's that Limp Bizkit song.
I'm a loser. Yes, it's true. Feels like I'm losing since I met you. Times and the bad, feels like I'm losing all I ever had. Check it out, back in the days there was ways I was moving on, guns all ablaze, dwelling on the past like I do. Still can't forgive all the abuse, that ain't no way to rise from the crib. Still running hard from the shit. Why you wanna push my buttons, making sure that I feel nothing? Do you really think you need to remind me every time, every single second that I'm alive, just to make yourself feel better? I don't think so. I just wanna do it all right. Find me a better place in this life. We bring out the worst in each other. That ain't no way to love one another. I just wanna be okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm losing my life away. Losing myself and I want it back. Like I'm losing since I met you. Through the good times and the bad, feels like I'm losing all I ever had.
Check it out. Do you remember when we both used to be so in love for eternity. All the promises that we made, all our friends said we had it made. Yeah, there were times we were up, times we were down, world spinning round. Everybody goes through a brawl, but me and you, we crashed through it all. We were both lions in a cage, we were both living through the rage. We were still afraid and we both had everything but didn't have it made. I'm really feeling bad that we both gonna have to say goodbye now. But it is what it is, baby, I'ma have to take a time out. Goodbye. I just wanna be okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Goodbye. I'm losing my life away, losing myself and I want it back. Goodbye. I just wanna be okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Goodbye. I'm losing my life away, myself, and I want it back. I'm a loser, yes, it's true. Feels like I'm losing since I met you. Through the good times and the bad, like I'm losing all I ever had. I'm a loser, yes it's true. Feels like I'm losing since I met you. Through the good times and the bad, feels like I'm losing all I ever had. Goodbye. I just wanna be okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And I want it back. Goodbye. I just wanna be okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Goodbye. I'm losing my life away, losing myself and I want it back. I'm a loser, yes it's true. Feels like I'm losing since I met you.
You know, it was tough for me to do the voiceover for that Scott Brownlee thing. It's very, I guess it's always harder to do XO ones. Like, this just doesn't matter. It's just ham radio. It's just blah, blah. You know what I'm gonna do right now? No, I'm not. I'm just gonna hit this thing against a pole just to show how much I don't give a fuck. But I mean, come on. I don't wanna tempt fate here. I don't need to break it like a fucking idiot. Yeah, XO, you know, my very first episode of that, I did it much more like, you know, like This American Life or Radio Lab or something, you know. NPR-y. Incidentally, I've come to kind of realize I just don't like Radio Lab. I kind of hate it. I like the subject matter. It's very fascinating. I wish I could listen to it, but I hate the tone of it. I hate the way they do it. I just hate it. That, ugh, why fight it? I don't have to like it. Just because it's kind of XO-y. But just knowing more people are going to hear it, and this Brownlee episode in particular, a lot more people hopefully are going to hear that. Hopefully it'll send a bunch of new people my way. So, you know, I want it to be good, which is a pain in the butt to record. Speaking of XO, so the last one I did about Psycho Mike Catherwood, that one came together pretty fast. It's kind of fun. About drugs, so I used You Were the Last High by the Dandy Warhols that I only knew because it's supposedly co-written by Evan Dando of the Lemonheads, who I like an awful lot. And it is a crazy good song. Man, that song is catchy as shit, so I got like a best of Dandy Warhols. So you know, you can't be a true Doors fan with a best of. The best of is for grandmas. You know, I don't have time to listen to fucking discographies worth of shit. Give me the best of. And I haven't really got too deep into it, but there's this song called Bohemian Like You on it that I stuck out right away. Caught my ear. Speaking of which, man, there's one reason I'm having a hard time sleeping. Whatever, you know, I kind of sleep on the floor, really flat on the floor, really thin little pillow thing. That's really just memory foam. And, you know, it's, I guess, like what they do in Japan. But whatever they use in Japan, it's got to be a little sturdier than what I'm using. Basically, it was just foam, like for camping. It's intended for like a weekend. It's getting pretty flat, pretty hard. Almost like it doesn't exist. I'm gonna have to do something about this. Don't know what, though. Getting a whole mattress, it's a whole to-do. Maybe, though. But then, I got those allergies earlier in the year, too, which is a nice surprise. Ooh, I have allergies now, that's a good time. It's just like a dust mite fucking paradise. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna do yet. Anyway, here's Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols. You know, I think the Tim Hortons by my house is 24 hour. I didn't know that. If it's not, it's open suspiciously late for a Monday night. It's be like 3 in the morning by now. So there's something I can talk about is my roommates, Craig and Keith. Man, it's nice living in that apartment because they got a big-ass flat-screen TV and a bunch of cool video game systems. And turntables that just got fancified and upgraded. Dual decks, fucking big ass mixer. And they got tons of records, just tons of cool records. Piles of them. Dozens and dozens. So I've been kind of getting into that a bit lately. When no one's around, just put on some records. And, you know, that's a good way to just to get re-involved in music. Because with MP3s, like, it's just so easy to just hop in, listen to one song, jump away to something else. So, especially with records, like, you gotta constantly be getting up and flipping them over and stuff. It's pretty, you gotta be a pretty active participant in listening to records, and it's just neat. just a neat thing to get back the physical side of it and the what would Dexter call it? The ritual. It's kind of cool. And it got me going back, listening to some stuff. Rather than delving into new stuff for now, I've mostly been listening to stuff I already knew. But I met halfway with motherfucking Radiohead and Kid A. Now, Kid A always stuck in my craw right from the moment it was released. Because as the story goes, OK Computer came out in 97, was a cat following me, black cat. Just a massively, massive success. Much huger than anyone could have anticipated. And turned Radiohead into these like super mega, mega superstars. And it was a really good album. I mean, it was basically verse, chorus, verse, you know, stuff. It was along the lines of the stuff they'd previously done. But, you know, definitely twisted out of shape in a way that was very, very cool. And it's no secret that Thom Yorke, especially the singer, did not care for that kind of scrutiny, which that's understandable. I can understand why. Because it's so obviously kind of fake, right? Like, oh, Nirvana is the greatest band of the 90s. No, they're not. Just some band, but, you know, the media gets a hold of you and things go crazy. People jump on the bandwagon. Momentum, as my friend Brad says, is worth a lot. Once things are barreling along, I mean, that's worth more than anything. So I think he felt that the level of fame Radiohead had achieved was maybe not quite deserved. Didn't really make sense. It was sort of this, like, modern equivalent of, like, a Beatlemania. Not to that level, of course, but, you know, that sort of thing. So he's like, what in the fuck, man? Fuck all this. And a deliberate decision was made to take Radiohead in a radical new direction. So that's fine. I got no problem with that. The album they put out was very weird, very electronic, very repeaty, lots of loopy stuff. Yeah, okay, that's neat. I mean, it shook things up, changed the landscape. For the longevity of Radiohead, I think it was a good idea. You can't disappoint somebody with a follow-up that, you know, how can you live up to OK Computer? Very hard to do. So they didn't. They didn't even try. They just made a new thing. That's all cool. And if you made a Radiohead mix album, you just put all their songs on shuffle and the occasional Kid A song comes up. It's like, okay, that's weird. All right, that's cool. But what pisses me off about it is that people went bananas for this fucking thing. The British press, who are famously cunty to begin with, are the only ones that were like, this is fucking sucky. What the fuck is this bullshit? Everyone else was like, oh, it's genius. I love it. It's the best thing in the world. It got later on, like, some stupid magazine called it the greatest album of the decade. As an album, it's just garbage. I hate it. I always did, and I always will. And that's what this reaffirmed, going back and listening to it on vinyl. It's not a good album, man. It drives me crazy how many people love this album, and especially when it's their favorite Radiohead album. If that's your favorite Radiohead album, you don't fucking like Radiohead. You know, go check out the other shit that influenced this album. Go dig through the Wikipedia page and look at where this weird electronica stuff originated from and go listen to that, asshole. It's just such a stupid album. It's fucking so crap. Just to listen to it from start to finish is like, Jesus Christ, really? So, like, that's what bugs me, is just that I just feel like people got caught up in the hype. And it's like, oh, New York is the greatest city in the world, or Apple computers are so easy to use. Oh, Kid A is so brilliant. It's just all this Emperor's New Clothes bullshit. The Emperor's naked. None of these things are true. It's just this hype wagon that has built up, and people are just riding along. I don't go in for those shenanigans. If I was running a magazine or a website or something and I needed a music reviewer, that would be my question. What do you think of Radiohead's Kid A? And if they said they hated it, right on, we're good. If they say they love it and explain in some sensible way where it fits in the Radiohead canon or in the world at the time, all right. Some reservations, but fine. If they just love it because they think it's legitimately great, man, fuck you. Unless they hate previous Radiohead. I don't know, just like, fuck you guys, will you? Just fuck you. Kid A, Jesus Christ. The joke's over. You're not going to trick me. That album sucks. It's fucking crap. But anyway, enough ranting. I always liked the very first song, Everything in Its Right Place. Fucking beautiful. I love that song. Liked it right away. Still like it. It's the best. It's a really good song. Highly recommended. But in my listening through, I did find that I actually do like one other song. It's track 9. It's called Morning Bell. Starts off really sucky. Release me. That part blows. But then, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes in somewhere, it just, like, drops, like, boom. Sound all drops down, and especially listening to it on this big-ass stereo in the apartment with no one around, and I think I was even in the next room when that part hit. And it just, like, perked my ears up, like, oh, that was cool. And then it just continues to be cool for the rest of the song. So Morning Bell, I give a thumbs up. Like, if I was making, like, a mix CD of my, like, Radiohead best ofs, Everything in Its Right Place would definitely go on. And maybe even this song. Maybe. Turns out I like 2 songs from Kid A. Fancy that. So, here's Morning Bell by Radiohead.
Morning.
Now you want to hear a weird junky song. Junky as in weird sounding, not a song about drugs. I was on this website about stuff that's hidden in video game code. If you go through the old code, you can find, like, in an old 1983 Commodore 64 game, like a message someone left about copy protection, or in an old Atari game, someone hiding their initials in the code. It's the cutting room floor, the CRM, .com.net, something like that. But one of the things is, like, in some games there are songs that were never used. Entire songs just not used at all. I was going to do a whole ham radio about it, but it's just like, just because it's kind of like the most obscure music ever. It's music that was never even supposed to be heard. Never meant to be found, just lost forever, just buried in some old game and never used. But realistically, that novelty is not a reason to do a whole show about it. Because it's like, you know, it's fucking weird video game music. It's not like it's very good. But what really got me excited about that idea was Maniac Mansion for the Nintendo. Very weird music. That game has, like, bizarre music, even for a Nintendo game. Just doesn't sound like anything else. And there's a whole song in there that was never used. I thought that was fucking cool as piss. Although it's a very strange song. Not quite good. A lot of the music wasn't good in Maniac Mansion, but the good music was awesome. But here it is, the weird unused track. No one knows what it was meant for, where it was supposed to go. Just some extra Maniac Mansion for Nintendo music. Let's just do that. Short show. Let's just finish it off right there. With Bizarro Tune. Thank you for joining me on this cold, cold night. My hands are freezing. And a goodbye.